This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Mino Studio is a pre- and post-production facility for all of your audio needs. Mino Studio's founder is an accredited audio engineer with top 40 and indie album credits. With over 30 years of music industry experience, Mino Studio can take your podcast from idea to reality. Contact Mino Studio at MinoStudio777@gmail.com for more information. That's Mino Studio spelled M-E-N-O, MinoStudio777@gmail.com. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs. And welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help, hopefully, skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is, what are cap rates and why are they important? What is cap rate and what? I think it's what are. Okay. What are cap rates and why are they important? When you are an active real estate investor, you become part of a sort of a new world that can at first seem a bit ominous and strange with its own culture and language. And that at first can be a bit overwhelming. I remember as a newbie investor, when I would be speaking with an experienced investor, broker, banker, what have you, and how at times it brought back memories of like when my family first arrived in Haiti. I felt like I was in a totally different culture with a different language that was absolutely foreign to me. And I remember nodding and mumbling as you know they'd be talking to me and using all these terms. I had no idea what they were talking about. Saying, yep, of course. And praying he wouldn't ask me a question to demonstrate just how much of a dweeb I actually am. Anyway, I remember that this, as soon as the conversation is over, I'd immediately get online or call people that and to try to find out what some of these terms were. And that's what we're trying to do here on our Fun Fact Friday, is to really sort of tackle some of these things. So I think we're all going to have those incidents and we're going to run into terms and things that we don't understand as we go along. But I'm trying to reduce your learning curve, if at all possible, on these Fun Fact Fridays, going over these terms. So today's term is one you will hear frequently from many investors, sellers, bankers, brokers, industry gurus, real estate experts, and so forth. I'm talking about the term cap rate or capitalization rate. This one, at least for me, was a bit perplexing and still is at times, as it can be applied to many different things. The easiest definition for me is when you're talking about the cap rate of a property. There you're talking about a simple mathematical equation, and it's pretty easy to calculate what a cap rate is. But then a cap rate can also be looked at in other ways as well, and that's in relation to a market or even the nation. You could say, you know, national cap rates and or a neighborhood, city, town, larger region. It does cover a number of different things, but they pertain all to the value of properties per se. So a basic definition of cap rate is the ratio of net operating income of a property to its market value. You can also say it's the annual percentage return an investor would get if they purchased the property for cash. So for that second one, for example, if I purchased a property for $100,000 and I get a net operating income of $10,000, I am getting a 10% return on my investment of $100,000 every year. And now you can see why so many people are so crazy about real estate investing. Where can you get a guaranteed, or at least as close to guarantee as possible, 10% return on your money? Not in a lot of places. So before you grab a pen and take notes, because I am going to be covering a lot of stuff in a pretty short period of time here, especially if you're driving. I don't want you to try to write things down. Just know that everything I'm saying here will be detailed in our show notes. So you'll be able to get this information at our website, Old Dog, spelled D-A-W-G-S, REINetwork.com. So olddogsreinetwork.com. So no need to take notes where you're driving. You can try to avoid those Pokemon Go people that are, you know, that aren't looking at the wheel either. So this will help you to drive more defensively. Anyway, so let's first tackle the cap rate of a property. As I mentioned, the definition is that the ratio of net operating income, which is also called NOI, to the property asset value, or what you pay for that property. And it can also be looked at as the rate of return on your money, which I mentioned. Okay, let's stop right here. I don't want to get too tied up in jargon. Some of you may understand some of these terms, some may not, but I'm going to try to reduce that as much as possible. I talk about net operating income, and this is a pretty common thing used in business, but it means basically after all of your expenses, okay, this is the amount that you're going to take home with you from that investment. Okay. So NOI, as it is often called, net operating income, is simply your gross income minus your total operating expenses. Let's take a look at those things a little bit more in detail. You've got your gross operating income and also something called your gross scheduled income. Your gross scheduled income is sort of like a perfect world analogy. Let's take, for example, you have 10 apartments and they rent for $10 per month each. Now, if you've got that kind of a property, I'd say run, don't walk, get rid of that, run away from that one. But anyway, I'm only using it for example here, so we get simple numbers, and I need simple numbers. So 10 apartments, $10 each, $100 a month, okay? That's what your gross scheduled income is. But then you have what's called your gross operating income. And to get a better assessment of what you're really going to be walking away with, you have to factor in vacancy. Okay, vacancy is important because, you know, you're renting out apartments. People are not necessarily going to live there every day of their, you know, forever. They may leave. And if they leave, then there's a turnaround time where you're not going to get income. So you factor in a vacancy rate. Now, you can calculate vacancy rates in a number of different ways. You can look at the history of the property. You can look at the history of the area, other factors. Maybe your broker can give you a good idea of vacancy rates. But I often use 10%. It's a conservative figure, probably higher than most of the properties that I deal with. But you can work things pretty, calculate things pretty easily, 10, right? Okay, so let's take, for example, $100 a month as your gross scheduled income on your property, minus 10% or $10, and that brings it down to $90 per month. Okay, multiply that by 12, you will get your gross operating income, okay, which will be $1,080. That would be your gross operating income. Now let's look at the expense side. The expenses, and again, it's going to take some learning a little bit of what really qualifies as an expense to be deducted here, but your basic operating expenses are things like your lawn service that cuts your lawn, the typical repairs and maintenance, somebody's toilet clogs up, you need to pay a plumber, your utilities, property management fees, trash collection service. Those are kind of typical expenses. Then there's others like property tax. Property tax is a regular expense you need to pay in order to operate that. And insurance is another one along with that. So those are real common things that you have. Some people get confused when it comes to like the mortgage expense. Now, you may need a mortgage to afford the property, but not necessarily to operate it. Okay, so that wouldn't be considered a normal deduction. Now you take your net operating income. To get our net operating income, we take the operating expenses, subtract that from the gross operating income, and then you get your NOI, or net operating income. So I think I've probably beaten that horse down. Okay. But keep in mind, you know, that especially multifamily, which, you know, I'm usually talking about here on this broadcast, multifamily are different. When you look at a property, for example, a home, a residential home, you will find that a residential home has, there's the land value, there's the building value, and then to calculate it even further, appraisers will look at the market value. They'll look at what other homes, like comps, and what they're worth. Well, they don't do that with the multifamily properties because, there are certain perceived values of the building and the land, but they're looking at your property as an income stream generated by the operation of the property. So they're really looking at it like a business. And so that's what's really neat also about this, because you can impact the value of a property by doing certain things that can increase its value that you can't do with a single family home. So looking again at NOI, you have a property that is listed for $1 million and it generates an NOI of $100,000. Okay, so you take the $100,000 divided by the million to get your cap rate, which would be 10%. Cap rate is very useful, and it streamlines information about real estate investments, and it makes it easy to interpret. For example, if Stefan buys a property for $900,000 and expects that the property will generate $125,000 per year after operating costs, the capitalization rate of that investment is 13.89. So that's 125,000 divided by 900,000 equals 0.1389, or 13.89%. So it's pretty simple to make these calculations. But you got to keep in mind too that cap rates can change depending on different things going on in the market. And for example, let's assume that Stefan's cap rate calculations will remain constant, but in reality, they don't. And suppose that there's a boom in demand for real estate in his town. So the value of his property goes from, you know, $900,000 up to $2 million. And by the time 2 years are up, let's say, for example, he's still getting the same amount of money in for rent. Well, the cap rate on that property is going to go down, because what's happening is your profit is not rising with the value of the property. And if that happens, then you start to see what we call cap rate compression. You start seeing rates going down. Now, hopefully, as values go up, so does the demand. Okay, and if demand goes up, that means your rents are going to go up. And so your cap rate will still be close to what you initially purchased it at. But you got to keep these factors in line. In order for real estate investment to remain profitable, NOI needs to increase the same rate as the property value increases. So those are just some important factors. Here's a good example. You can compare two different investments that have different cap rates. For example, let's take Martha, and she's looking at a property, one's for $230,000 and another one is for $3 million. And she estimates that the NOI values will be $40,000 for the $230,000 and $300,000 for the $3 million, respectively. So while these investments differ substantially, knowing that their respective capitalization rates are, one is 17.39, that's a $230,000 one, and 10% for the $3 million, it helps Martha make her decision. Yet while the first investment's cap rate is much higher, the second investment will earn much more money annually. And so that's why sometimes, especially as you get into these big multis, hundreds and units and so forth, their cap rate may be only 6% or 5%. But the amount of cash that it's generating, you know, the profit that it's generating for you, offsets the fact that it's a lower cap rate. Some other issues with cap rate that you should be aware of. While cap rate is very useful, it doesn't work well for short-term investments. Doesn't make much sense to do that, because you just don't have the cash flow, you know, a reliable cash flow for a long enough period of time. Okay, I mentioned cap rate compression. That's an important thing. And what causes that? Sometimes it happens regionally. There are probably three main factors that could cause a cap rate to compress. And compress means that they just go down. Where you have an average of 10, maybe it's down to 6. It's affected by the demand by tenants for a certain type of property in a certain location. There is also the supply of property that's available for lease, and how much new stock is coming on. Are they building more apartments? And finally, there's the dynamics of sort of the investment and debt markets and how your real estate compares to other types of investment avenues like cash and term deposits and so forth. So these can all affect the property cap rate. A couple final notes on cap rate. It's really important too, because cap rates can help you determine a property's value. And this is really an important one because, for example, I go through, sometimes I'll go through 20, 30, 40 properties in a day, just assessing them. And I have this little tool I use. It just kind of came up for myself, and it's called a 3-minute rental property analyzer. And this is a tool that I use. Basically, I will plug in only a few key factors. Price of the property, the income from the property. And I'm taking these factors just based on the information that's easily obtainable. Now, granted, you know, as you dig deeper, you might find out that, well, the price they're asking, you would want to change that, or you may want to change the income numbers or whatever. But I'm just taking, again, what's sort of the advertised information. I plug it in. And let's say, for example, I'm looking at a 6-unit apartment that's yielding like $30,000. $30,000 net profit from rentals. I get the cap rate, not so much for this property, although I will calculate the property cap rate. I want to see what the comparable cap rates are for the area. So what are other properties' cap rates in the area? Let's say I come up with 11%, and that looks like it's the average for the area. Then I take the $30,000 net profit. I would divide it by 0.11, which is the cap rate and for the area, and I'd come up with a value of $272,727. This is the same calculations that appraisers will use too. Now, they may take into account a lot of other factors in the area, but really, just at a glance, banks and others will use this same calculation. So as I'm looking through a bunch of multiple properties and I'm going through these and I'm analyzing them, I can see you know, where are those diamonds in the rough that pop up as I start looking at cap rates and cash on cash return and net operating income? And then I go to the value of that property. And if I see a property, it's for sale for $130,000, but it tells me that that property value, based on this calculation that I just did, is $250,000. You know, that just pops up and I want to investigate further. Maybe I put in some numbers wrong, or maybe it's really undervalued, but maybe there's some other issues why it is undervalued and so forth. But it helps you to analyze properties fairly quickly. So that's pretty much all I had. I did want to say that that little 3-minute rental property analyzer I have is available for free. Our website is olddogsreinetwork.com. It's spelled D-A-W-G. And you can get that rental property analyzer. Well, that's it for cap rates. I know there's a lot more I could say about them, but brought my head spinning already here, just kind of going over what I did. So thank you so much. That's really it for today. Please note that everything that I said, as I mentioned, it will be in our show notes, which is at olddogsreinetwork.com. Just look in the blog section, look up the episode number. It'll lead you right to the show notes. So anyway, until next time, remember, cash flow is king, real estate investing the means. And thank you so much again for listening. We really appreciate it. Thanks. Have a great day, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.